In the last hour, Royal Mail has announced a rise in annual profits, despite a further drop in the number of letters being sent. It's made £671 million, which is 12% up on last year. Parcel deliveries overtook its letter business to become the biggest contributor to the company. These are the first set of results since the company was sold off, of course, back in October. Let's speak to Stephen Gibson. He's from SLG Economics, former chief economist at Postcom, the old postal regulator. Later, Stephen, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Were you surprised with this rise?
No, I think it's very much in line with expectations. I mean, we've seen this sort of pattern of parcels markets continuing to grow, but the letters market in steady decline. I think the worrying issue is it highlights some real challenges for Royal Mail going forwards, definitely.
Such as?
Well, such as firstly, in the letters business, they are really struggling to keep to reduce their costs in line with the volume decline, and also with the additional challenge of TNT, who have just recently launched end-to-end, so competition where they're actually delivering mail in competition with Royal Mail to areas of metropolitan Manchester and London, and they're seeking to roll it out to areas like Birmingham as well in across this year, and that will be the first direct challenge to Royal Mail in the letters market.
Mm.
And in parcels, it's a very competitive market. And while Royal Mail are growing, they're not keeping up with the growth in the market. They're losing market share.
Yeah. I mean, as we mentioned, the results are the first full-year figures since the privatisation. Obviously, there was a lot of criticism regarding the shares being sold too cheaply. Looking at it, how has that had an impact on this?
Well, perhaps the biggest impact of privatisation was the immediate impact on the negotiations with the unions about pay settlements and pay deals. And Royal Mail did manage to avoid a strike last autumn, but only at the expense of a very generous pay settlement with the unions. And some of that is feeding through and will continue to feed through into its cost base. So that will feed through into higher costs, which have to be recouped by higher prices, which have an effect on volumes.
Of course. Stephen, good to speak to you. Stephen Gibson there, just talking us through the announcement in the last hour that Royal Mail have got a rise in annual profits.